Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We came in Friday. We were all floating. You were at the game.
Wow.
That's as good of a win. I don't want to, like, the best win of all time. It's as good of a win as I can remember in a long time. And it's as happy as I felt. Because it came out of nowhere, and the way it went down, it was thrilling. You were there. What did it feel like being on the field?
Well, I remember Tuesday. I thought Spadoni was being a little hyperbolic, saying, this will be the greatest regular season for Shanahan.
One of.
It's very, you want to throw it in the boat. Because there's a lot of wins that Shanahan's had.
Yes, of course.
He's been here for 9 years. What is it, 9 years now? And he's had a lot of great wins in Seattle when they didn't win in Seattle for 8 years, and Jerry Grulal makes the tackle at the half-inch line, and you win a division and get a bye week. Rallying in that same stadium, 17-0 against the LA Rams to get into the playoffs with Jimmy Garoppolo in overtime. Mm-hmm. But boy, can I just set this out? I'm gonna be a little long-winded here. I drop Chesney off. I go to the cleaners, pick up an outfit, pick up my stuff.
What day is this?
This is Thursday.
Okay. Okay.
I got you guys on basically the whole time.
Okay.
And I'm like, damn, are the Niners 0-4? You guys started talking Devontae. No, hear me out though. And I'm thinking, damn, why am I even going to LA? I kind of feel like these guys, they were 3-1. The season wasn't going to be over if they lost, but I was like, damn, do they really have a shot to win this game? You get to the airport. There's a lot of Niner fans at the airport. Yeah, we're going to get our butts kicked, but you know what? Let's just have fun. Let's see what it is. I get to SoFi, go to the hotel, quick shower, get to SoFi. Who do I run into looking for the media entrance? Grant Cohn. Ponte, this is going to be a rough one. Huh? And I said, you know, let's just at least watch the youngsters play. And then you get on the field. And you get around some of the personnel, and this weird feeling through SoFi Stadium, at least talking to some, they're like, you know, I think we're going to shock some people. I think we're going to be...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In this game. And then I started, well, maybe division games are different. You know, I always love to, and we see that over
clearly
the weekend.
Clearly they are.
You see New England go to Buffalo, right, and win. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they don't win because I'm absolutely stunned that they won, but maybe they keep it close. And then they go up 14-0, and the rest is history. I mean, that's as good of a regular season NFL game I've ever been to in my life.
The way that they started that game with the ball control and like going down the field and scoring right away, they could have had an opportunity to go up 17 or 21-0, and the Kendrick Bourne drop on 3rd and 5. Yeah. I think we were all thinking the same thing. Oh, God, here it comes. And then the Rams score right away.
Yep, the momentum flipped. But I was buzzing. And I was up till 2 in the morning. I got back to the hotel. I didn't leave SoFi till 11. I go on IG Live and just start talking to people because I couldn't. I was floating.
Got to get those takes off.
Got to get those takes off. My boy Hawk Hader was in there.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a lot of people in there. It was great guys, right? I go back to the hotel room. I start watching the game over. I fall asleep on it in overtime. Wake up in the morning at LAX or go to LAX, and I'm watching it again. I was like, I can't believe they won that game. There were so many things. So many things that happened. We're going to get the Mac. But I thought Kyle Shanahan, one thing that's not being talked about enough, because there were so many great plays in that game and so many turning points, the decision to allow Eddie Pinheiro to kick a 59-yard field goal.
We talked about it the next day.
People don't realize
Mac
that.
Almost took a sack.
He almost took
on
a sack.
Third down, and he got rid of the ball.
Barely.
I don't think that he hits that field goal if it's 5 yards back because it hit the inside of the bar and went in. I think it hooks left and either hits the outside of the bar and comes out and doinks or misses altogether.
I don't think he kicks the field goal.
Well, that might be.
If he gets sacked.
You might be right.
It's a 64-yarder. They said Eddie Pinheiro's range was 53 to 55.
Right.
So when he drops him out, I'm thinking to myself, they only have one timeout. It's about, 2:40? I got to get the exact time there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, they're going to lose the game. They're not going to touch the ball again because the Rams are going to get in field goal range, although they're a mess when it comes to their field goal units.
Well, their special teams is...
Their special teams is a mess. Yeah. But he makes that field goal, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, Shanahan's in his bag right now.
Right.
He can do no wrong.
Did it cross your mind? Because it did mine. There's like a minute and whatever, 10. I had it written down on my sheet. Like a minute 10 or whatever, and I'm thinking, do you let him score here so that you have enough time? Because you only had the one timeout, and all I kept thinking was, can Mac even run up and down the field to execute a one-minute drive here and spike the ball? Like, can he physically run up and down the field? The last time we saw him, he's pulling his pants up. Yeah. It looked like he got knocked out. I mean, so I don't know. All the scenarios were playing off in my head about maybe you let him score here. I don't know. Should you let him score? Like, I don't know.
I was thinking just try to get a stop any way possible. Because even if you let them score, I don't think they had to.
Do you have
I
the
thought
firepower?
They would have been deflated.
I know.
They would have been so deflated that it would have been a moral victory. Like, well, they kept it close.
Right.
They covered the spread. You're 3-2. The season's not over. But you're staring a 3-game losing streak in the face. At that point, I'm just thinking, can you get a stop? Or, sure, they score, but I don't know if they're going to have enough time to score. You would have had to score a touchdown.
Yes, exactly.
So Alfred Collins, who's gotten better, like this is the great part about this is why we got to enjoy the journeys, folks. Enjoy the journey. Alfred Collins, the first week of training camp was stiff. He was playing high. He was raw. And for him to be at this point in the season and make a play like that, maybe we look back at that play saying that was a turning point for the 49ers this year. Even though they were 3-1, make that play for that young man and the glow on his face after the game.
You know what it made me think of?
What's
the
that?
Eagle game.
The Eagle game with Justin Smith?
Yes, with Harbaugh. That's
Jeremy
those
Macklin.
Kinds of plays will stick in your head forever.
As much as we're talking about Kyle Shanahan and the offense, and rightfully so, I don't think we've given enough love to what Robert Saleh was able to do. Let's be honest. He got trashed in the media. Because of the Liam Cohen going back and forth.
Well, it was
after
a bad look.
No.
That's terrible.
Right? No, it was a bad look. And I thought that defense rallied around that guy, and they balled out. They had all the excuses in the world, Bonte, to lose that game. They were all built in. You don't have Brock Purdy. You don't have Nick Bosa. You don't have George Kittle. It's a short week. You just lost a bad game to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They had all the excuses built in to lose that game. But it was a total team win. And again, we're not talking about Robert Saleh. The special teams, I'm not going to gloss over that. When is the last time the special teams was the difference between winning the game for the 49ers. It's been the difference in losing
a lot. Probably since Tank Jr.
That's what we were talking about. Like, it's been that long.
Well, they won the playoff game against Green Bay.
Right, they did with that.
The Hufanga play was great.
Maybe the greatest.
Jordan Willis and Hufanga. No doubt.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown in Lambeau.
But that just tells you. It's been a while. It's been a while since that's been the difference.
You know what? And that's probably why we shouldn't have been so doom and gloom. And that's why Vegas, there's just bettors I know, obviously. We were so doom and gloom.
Yeah.
Look, this is why the Rams are frauds. Like, they may end up being in the playoffs, but you know what? We kept talking about how the Niners could be 1-3. You know what? The league is so wide open this year. It's absolutely chaotic. The Rams were down in half to the Tennessee Titans. All right? They eked out one against the Texans, who have a really good defense. I'm really worried about that defense. DeMeco has some boys flying around. Don't count out the Texans. They're coming.
Game after the Falcons.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, who else did they bear? Oh, the Eagles game, they blew it because of special teams. They couldn't take advantage of it in the first half by having red zone opportunity after red zone opportunity. And they should have lost to the damn Indianapolis Colts. So I don't know what's up with the Rams. Their special teams is a mess. I don't think their defense is all that. And offensively, they got to figure out what they want to be.
I don't know.
Do you want to be a balanced
Jared
player?
Verse is pretty sick.
One player doesn't make a defense.
Just saying, like, that guy terrifies
me. He's a great player, Florida State.
God.
But one player doesn't make a defense.
No doubt.
Can you name a member of their secondary?
No. Well, no, Baldy was just trashing secondary. It with us. Baldy was just telling us that they don't. There's no secondary.
So when Niners went down the field on that first drive, and it was a great script by Shanahan, and then Matt Jones.
The Kendrick Bourne play.
I still was can't unbelievable. Believe it. But also, Christian McCaffrey had 40 yards on that opening drive. Shanahan was like, okay, he's in his back, and then they go 14-0. I'm looking at that defense saying, you know, I got my card over here. I'm thinking, this defense ain't that good. Yeah. Why are we crowning the Rams so much? So I think that's baked into how we feel, but there's no doubt that's one of the most feel-good wins probably since 2022, because 2023 was a down year.
I think individually, though, like, and I know the defense as a whole, one player doesn't make it. Jared Verse is ridiculous.
He's great.
He's freaking amazing.
He is.
I mean, he reminds me of Khalil Mack in terms of the power.
Byron Young is underrated, and he smacked the hell out of Mac Jones on one play when Mac Jones delivered a dime to Kendrick Bourne.
That guy Landman, I've never heard of. He was making
plays.
But Landman? That defense, you can move the ball on that defense. So Rams, they got some things to clean up.
Yeah, but they're a very, no doubt, their offense terrifies you because Stafford can buy time. He's got an unbelievable arm, and they've got so many receivers. You're so worried about Devontae and Puka, and then Tutu hits you with the chunk plays. Yeah. I mean, if he didn't spin out on that play and hit Tutu on that crosser, and he catches him 5 yards more in bounds, Tutu maybe goes upfield and scores a touchdown.
No doubt. You talked about the defense, though. Yep. This league is all about bending but not breaking. Yep. You're going to give up yards in this league.
No doubt.
You are. Jacksonville gave up yards yesterday. Mm-hmm. Do you know what? Can you keep this team out the end zone?
The 99-yard interception was incredible.
Devin Lloyd is sick. That's a big win for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And maybe Niner fans will put some respect on their name. It's a good football team in Jacksonville. I really believe that. That division, all of a sudden, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and Houston, it's going to be a dogfight in the AFC South. All of a sudden, they're not a laughing stock anymore. But you're going to give up yards in this league. I thought it was important for Alfred Collins, Marquis Siegel, who's getting torched over and over and over, but having short-term memory to come up with a game-winning tackle. I mean,
what did you think of the decision from McVay to go for it?
Oh, that was terrible. Well, I don't mind. It wasn't terrible to go for it. Put the ball in Matt Stafford's head.
Running that little mesh play at the goal line. That's an unguardable play where, like, Devontae picks and then Puka kind of comes underneath. That play's unguardable. Why would you go back to Kyren in a short yardage situation? I didn't like that play call at all.
The play call was terrible.
I loved it, but I hated it for the Rams.
The Rams are going to look back at the game saying, damn, we blew it because Kyren had a fumble. But Blake Corum had a fumble.
Started off slow.
Remember, Kyren Williams dropped the crucial
third down play.
And Fred Warner was going crazy. He was ticked off. He was like, what the hell is going on around here?
In the flat.
You know, so this defense for the 49ers, you can't really blitz because you have young members in the secondary with Upton Stout and Marquis Siegel. I don't know if Malik Mustafa's going to play this Sunday. Sounds like he's going to try to make an effort for it. But you can't blitz, but you can't generate a pass rush just a front four. Right. So you're going to have to outscore some teams right now.
I didn't get clarity on this. Did Upton Stout hurt himself or get yanked because of performance for Chase Lucas?
They said an ankle because I thought he was playing okay.
He wasn't bad, but he was playing okay. It's a tough matchup against Devontae.
It was an ankle. Devontae was really cooking.
I mean, he's amazing.
They were finding the matchups, but Marquis Siegel's the guy in pass coverage. He's a liability right now.
Mm.
He's really good against the run, and I like him. It says a lot about Tig Brown, the fact that he can't crack the starting lineup. But Marquise Siegel, he's struggling back there.
He ran past the ball. The ball like was coming over. He overran the play. Yep. He's got to identify the ball.
No, his ball skills right now is subpar.
So what'd you make of the quarterback, Mac Jones? You were there in person, Bonte.
Mac Jones was incredible.
Like, that was one of the best wins, if not the best win of his NFL career. Baldy was saying it too. Like, it was incredible what he was able to do.
He hasn't had many, right?
No.
I think this is
the first year with the Patriots. That's probably
the game against the Bills where they threw three times.
Yeah.
No, that was like Bill's moment, not necessarily Mac's moment. Yeah.
McDaniel's moment, really. Yeah.
He had a game against the Chargers at SoFi where he was letting it fly. Again, Mac Jones. I was listening to Baldy, and he's so right about coaching. Coaching matters so much in this league, at the highest of highest levels in any sport. Coaching matters. We see it in baseball. You know, Aaron Boone making terrible decisions with the New York Yankees. They're fortunate to get past the Red Sox. Coaching matters. And when you have a good coach like Shanahan who knows how to scheme things up and will put you in the right spot, it's no surprise maybe it's a surprise that he's throwing over 40 times because the run game's not rolling.
To Kendrick Bourne, too.
But Mac Jones, here's the difference with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy right now. And I was watching, and I got something for you guys in a second. But one, he's taking a check down.
Yes.
Brock Purdy's problem right now, you just look at the Jacksonville game.
Layups.
Christian McCaffrey, you throw it across the field. There's four guys around him. You got a check down right in front of you with Jake Tonjes. Take the check down.
Staring him in the face mask.
Mac Jones is taking a check down. And then one thing that a lot of people tried to dunk on me for last year when I said this, throwing outside the numbers.
The deep comeback twice to DeMarcus Robinson was gorgeous.
Throwing outside the numbers. Brock Purdy to Ricky Pearsall, Seattle, think week one. The ball's late. The ball floated. Yeah. Getting it out there outside the numbers. That's the two biggest differences right now between Mac Jones and Brock Purdy. Now, Brock Purdy does things that Mac Jones can't do. Scramble that out of pocket. Mobility, extending plays. They're going to need that at some point because his offensive line is struggling. But right now, hopefully Brock Purdy's watching saying, let me just take the check down. It's okay to hit single after single after single after single and stay ahead of the sticks right now. And that's what Mac Jones is doing. He's not trying to hit the home run and throw the old no throw.
Look, the thing with Mac Jones, and people take, if you start cheering on a guy because he's playing well, they're like, oh, now you're ripping the other guy. No, we're just assessing what we're seeing. Have I been the biggest Mac Jones fan? How long have we been doing shows?
Yeah, play the soundbite. If you don't watch the film, that was a Mac Jones argument. Because a lot of people, like, I get it. I didn't want Mac Jones at number three either. I didn't, but it wasn't because he was bad. I was like, he ain't that bad, actually. But I think what was baked into the Mac Jones draft pick was we saw an upgrade over Jimmy, but basically the same quarterback.
Yeah, exactly.
A pocket quarterback. And when Shanahan went on the podium after they lost to Buffalo in Glendale, Arizona, during the pandemic season on Monday Night Football, and he saw Josh Allen. And Shanahan said, you know, the league is evolving. And he fell in love with that type of quarterback,
movement,
a dual threat.
Yes,
then you think about Mike Shanahan. He coached Elway twice. Elway was a dual threat. People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Even Jake Plummer, who he drafted, could move.
Jake Plummer was a dual threat.
Yeah.
Steve Young, dual threat. Jay Cutler. Kind of could move early on in his career, was a dual threat. So they love those quarterbacks. RG3, they drafted him, whether you like it or not.
It's funny that you go back to the Jimmy thing. You're right in that we thought he was an upgraded version of Jimmy. Here's the part I underrated with him. His arm talent is better than Jimmy's.
No doubt about Mac.
And his size is better than Jimmy's. And I think there is something to be said. Like, there is a reality that fundamentally, the offense, when it comes to those checkdowns, being able to see those in the pocket, there is something to being 6'2", 6'3".
There is.
And I know people see that. I'm not knocking Brock. Brock just does different things. They both have skill sets that are unique from each other. They both do things that the other guy can do, you know, comparably.
Right.
But I think one area I underrated, like the size is a part of what has helped Mac, I think, with this porous offensive line, being able to just kind of 1, 2, 3, bang, get rid of it.
I mean, you just watch his Alabama games. We all watch Alabama football. I was betting on every Alabama game because they were so good and it felt like free money, so I was locked in a different way. You got those type of wide receivers, sure, it helps you out. But he was putting things on the money. Devontae was beating double teams, and Mac Jones was putting it right over the shoulder.
Well, that's the thing. Right now, his run with the Niners, the ball placement in tight windows.
Ball placement is great.
I mean, he's throwing it perfectly.
Ball placement is great. I keep
telling
you guys. The
back shoulder throw to DeMarcus?
First ever throw I seen him make was that Citrus Bowl against Michigan. And I was like, who is this? So, And that's why when the draft was happening, I wanted Trey Lance because I wanted a dual threat quarterback. I wanted something different. I think a lot of people did. But Matt, that first year with New England, and then they hired Joe Judge and Matt Patricia, coaching matters. Coaching matters. So is he a great quarterback? No. But can he run this offense? And here's the other thing I want to throw at you guys, and I was thinking about this watching the game. This personnel that the Niners have with DeMarcus Robinson, Kendrick Bourne.
It's a pass-happy team.
Well, not only that, but he's got the rapport with Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah.
He had a lot of reps with DeMarcus Robinson in training camp. Jake Tonjes. He had a lot of reps with Jake Tonjes in training camp. The personnel the Niners have right now may be better suited for Matt Jones as opposed to Brock Purdy. And I'm not saying that Mac is better than Brock or should Brock lose his job. But right now, Brock doesn't have the reps with Kendrick Bourne. He doesn't have a lot of reps with DeMarcus Robinson. Obviously, without Jake Tonjes because he was throwing to George Kittle. So the personnel may be better suited for Mac Jones right now.
Did Pearsall run with the ones, with the twos? Was it back and forth?
Because
Jennings, he was the ones.
I got the sense that Jennings and Brock both were kind of going through preseason in game one and in the
Jennings didn't practice in training camp.
No, I know, but I'm saying Brock not playing a lot in the preseason.
Yeah.
It felt like it's hard for me to hold him so accountable for game one. It's like he didn't really play in the preseason in terms of games. Like to me, that was kind of like a preseason game in itself. So I'm not like holding that against him. And then in the Jacksonville game, he just looked compromised to me.
Yeah, no, he did. But I'm not
crushing him. I'm just riding the hot hand for right now with Mac.
You guys understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. And it's interesting when these guys do come back, Bonte, if it's going to look different, if it's going to look better, because there is something to do, like practice makes perfect, and it's an old cliche.
Right.
But it matters when it comes to the timing with these guys. I mean, there's a reason Tom Brady in the offseason was hanging out with Julian Edelman in Montana.
Stafford
and all these guys.
Yep. We threw every day, every morning for an hour.
So he has the rapport with Ricky Pearsall. He worked a lot with Brock Purdy.
So Ricky was working with Mac. Yeah.
No, Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy,
But he worked with both. He would go in with the twos as well.
Okay.
But DeMarcus Robinson, he would be split up ones, sometimes twos. But Mac has those reps.
The Tonjes one's interesting. Yes.
Tonjes, he has reps with Tonjes.
I actually like Tonjes.
He obviously has reps with Kendrick Bourne from New England.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy had one practice with Kendrick Bourne. You know what I mean? One practice. So right now the personnel just seems better suited for Mac Jones because Brock Purdy doesn't have enough reps right now with these guys. So that's what I'm watching the game thinking, okay, he knows these guys. He knows the timing. And even Kendrick Bourne mentioned this too. He just doesn't know where the ball's going when it comes from Brock Purdy because he hasn't worked with him yet. He knows Mac.
Trust factor there for sure.
When he dropped that ball on third down, I thought, oh, here we go again. And then he flipped the switch and made play after play after play. Kendrick Bourne was outstanding.
The field goal before halftime was huge, by the way.
Oh, my God, it was monster.
Underrated, and we talked about this. I don't know if you noticed it on the field when they were there, Bonte. I'm sure you saw it after. But we, in real time, Joe and I were talking, like, you know what's important about that drop? The fact that
he
dropped that ball, and it could have been a huge momentum swing. You know what Mac Jones did right after that drop? Obviously critical. He ran up to Kendrick Bourne.
Put his arm around him.
I got you. Bat him on the head.
I thought that was great.
That's just leadership right there.
Well, you had to. I mean, you know, it's not like Brock doesn't do that.
No doubt.
And look, Mac knew that. Kind of need you, Kendrick. We don't have enough bodies out here.
You loved when Mac was stunting on whoever that was in the Rams when he was doing the little come on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Come on.
That's fine.
In-game stuff
can come back to you. Like, I'm not a fan of kicker celebrating.
I'm not either.
It's like second quarter, and I get it. You want to show some swagger. It's Thursday night football.
I love it.
Jared Verse did like the belly flop on Mac, and he's lying there, and I didn't know what the injury was. In my head, I'm saying to myself, dear God, we ran the ball with juice on third down, and then like the whole thing was almost
I know the juice haters. They were like going crazy.
Well, you know, that was a terrible play call. That's an individual one.
Still in a rushing touchdown, Bonte. Right. Still haven't gotten one.
Juice has been good in the past game. He's had a good year. He's had a good year.
He has, he's also lined up at tight end a lot.
Right.
The other thing is like I'm watching this, I'm going, Shanahan, if you don't draft two offensive linemen in the first four rounds next year, what are you doing? Like, my head was going crazy, and I thought Adrian Martinez was going into the game. The way the commercial cut,
Adrian Martinez patting him on the shoulder. Binocular Bonte.
Okay, yes, you're watching.
I grabbed the binoculars. He never even went to the blue tent. He went straight to the bench, grabbed the Microsoft Surface, and then he started throwing, and Adrian Martinez still had his baseball cap on.
See, everybody on the broadcast made it out like Adrian Martinez was coming into the game.
No, in fairness, Mac was laying there like he was.
No, he was literally laying there. No, I had I had binoculars like looking like, what's going
so
on?
Adrian Where's Martinez his never knee? Put his helmet on.
Well, he may have put his helmet on, but by the time they were getting ready for the next possession,
he ran off the field, Mac.
Martinez had the hat on. But when Mac ran off the field, he went straight to the bench, grabbed the Microsoft Surface. It was now the trainers are around him talking to him. He's like, got the Microsoft.
Well, they said it was a cramp. And I was like, a cramp? It looked like he tore his knee up.
Is it hot there, Bonte? Like, because I know it's not technically hot. Gets warm? Okay, because he was sweating a lot on the broadcast.
SoFi's built, they had to build it because of the airport. You know, you got the airport, LAX is right there. So when you walk into SoFi, you're like on a third level.
I've only
so
gone like, to a concert there, but it was at night, so I didn't really get a good feel for it.
Oh, it gets warm. It was warm out there.
And it bounces off that glass.
Yep, that glass hits the window. Yeah, no doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.